The owner of a Hamilton County restaurant was arrested in Walker County last month and deported to Mexico. G. Armenia Solano Chala, owner of Miss G's Tortas and Tamales, was pulled over by Georgia State Troopers last month for a broken passenger side headlight. According to the arrest report, she was unable to provide valid identification and was charged with driving without a license. Authorities say the Department of Homeland Security later determined she was in the country illegally. Walker County participates in a federal program allowing coordination with ICE. Jail records show she was released to ICE custody the same day and later deported. Walker County is making it easier to recycle. The county landfill has added a new recycling container with sliding side doors, giving residents easier access when unloading materials. The change comes after community feedback that the previous container was too tall for some users. The taller bin will still be available for bulky items. Officials say the new design may also help cut costs by reducing rain and moisture, since the recycling fees are based on weight. Early voting starts Monday in Walker County for the March 10th special election for Georgia's 14th congressional district and the state Senate seat representing the 53rd district. Voters will cast their ballot at the new election office at 311 South Main Street in Lafayette. That's the site of the former Family Dollar. Early voting runs from 9 until 5, Monday through Friday next week. Election Day, March 10th, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Got to look at sports when we return. Lafayette baseball returned to the diamond yesterday. The Ramblers picked up a big win over Ringgold, 2-1. Austin Deering was dominant on the mound, pitching all seven innings with 11 strikeouts and no earned runs. Ramblers host LFO today at 5:30. You can find details on these stories and much, much more on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Crisco Forth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.